What are some popular ways for people in your country to keep fit? People these days seem to be much more aware of the benefits of keeping fit compared to previous generations, and the development of technology means that there are more and more ways to stay in shape, even inside your own house. That being said, many traditional sports are still practiced by many people where I live. Children love to play team sports like basketball, volleyball, and football. And other popular sports like badminton and table tennis are enjoyed by families and people of all ages. Elderly people love to wake up early and do Tai Chi in local parks, and you can often see seniors dancing to music in public areas in the evening time. How easy is it to do exercise where you live? In general, I think it's pretty easy to exercise wherever you live. Some people may use factors like pollution or a lack of sports facilities in their neighborhood as an excuse not to do exercise, but there are opportunities to do exercise for nearly everybody who actually wants to. Where I live, most children play team sports like basketball, volleyball, and football when at school, and play other popular sports like badminton and table tennis with friends and family members in their free time. Elderly people wake up early and do Tai Chi in local parks, and you can often see seniors dancing to music in public areas in the evening time. There are public pools for those who like swimming and all kinds of other facilities like shooting ranges, ice skating rinks, tennis courts, and golf courses for people who want to try something a bit different. Where should young people do physical exercise at school? The best place for young people to do exercise at school is in specially designed sports facilities, which are obviously designed to do specific sports. In some less prosperous areas, however, these kinds of facilities can be very limited, but that doesn't mean that children shouldn't have the same opportunities to do sports. For many sports, all you really need is a ball and a flat area of a land, which even the poorest schools can probably afford. With a bit of imagination, it's easy enough to make some goalposts to play football, a hoop to play basketball, or a net to play volleyball. What are the best ways of teaching children about keeping fit and healthy? There are two things that I think are essential to keeping kids healthy. One is to keep a balanced diet. Picky eaters can lead to malnutrition, which lowers people's immunity. The key to a healthy diet is to eat a variety of foods in moderation and fewer snacks and desserts. Also, parents should give them enough time to exercise and participate in physical activities regularly. Children of all ages should be encouraged to exercise in all seasons. Exercise can not only increase blood circulation and improve physical health, but also promote sound sleep. Getting enough sleep is essential for children's health. What are some ways of giving adults information about health issues? Getting information to people has probably never been easier now that the majority of citizens have access to the internet and own a smartphone. Given how much control that our government has over what information we view online, they should do more to educate people about health issues by posting content online. They could utilize people's love of celebrities by creating advertising campaigns fronted by famous singers, actors, or athletes, telling people about whatever health issue they want to promote. Hospitals and clinics could also help by offering free classes or even free health checks for adults, and local governments could organize free community events to spread the word. Is there too much advertising of unhealthy food on television? I think that there is far too much junk food advertised on television, from fast food restaurants like KFC and McDonald's, to companies that produce processed foods full of additives, preservatives, fat, salt, and sugar. What's worse, a lot of these companies market their products to children, who then pester their parents to buy these unhealthy snacks. In my opinion, any food that doesn't have high enough nutritional value should be banned from advertising on television and also online. In fact, I think the government should do more to encourage people to eat healthily and actually tax products that contain unhealthy ingredients to make them less attractive for people to buy.